Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. So thank you for having me. So I'm going to be speaking about emergency preparedness and infection control measures among urgent care centers, primarily in the New York City area. So we chose to focus on urgent care centers because we have little information about their infection control and emergency preparedness practices. And that's because there's not really any standardized regulations. So urgent care centers, or UCCs, are owned by a variety of different entities, and they can become licensed and accredited by a number of different organizations. So here we wanted to learn which standards were consistent across UCCs. Another reason to focus on urgent care centers is because patients with highly infectious diseases or newly emerging diseases have visited UCCs before emergency departments putting UCCs on the front line. So for example, in 2015, a mumps patient visited a New York City urgent care center, and the provider at this UCC immediately identified the New York City Health Department, prompting an investigation which identified 52 cases, most of which presented to that particular urgent care center. So as this example and the others shown here demonstrate, public health threats could walk through the doors of urgent care centers at any time, highlighting the importance of emergency preparedness. So urgent care centers have the potential to serve numerous roles during public health emergencies. So for example, they can serve as sites for sentinel or syndromic surveillance. In New York City, for example, one large urgent care network is participating in a citywide syndromic surveillance program. In addition, urgent care centers can provide diagnostic testing. They can help triage patients during public health disasters so that emergency departments can focus on more critical patients. And they can also serve as overflow areas for emergency departments. So now that you've had some background information, our particular study aimed to see how well New York City urgent care centers implement nationally recommended infection control and emergency preparedness practices. So for an urgent care center, or UCC, to be included in our study, first of all, it had to be located in the greater New York City area, and it had to meet all the criteria shown here. So these were derived from the American Academy of Urgent Care Medicine. So the facility had to accept walk-in patients, it had to treat a broad number of acute or chronic diseases, have on-site diagnostics such as X-ray, have more than one examination room, have extended evening and weekend hours, and have licensed providers. So our first step was to identify our denominator, which were all urgent care centers in the greater New York area. And as you can imagine, this took a lot of work. So to complete our list, we had to compile lists from different sources that were developed for, and then manually updated after public health emergency responses. So we interviewed stakeholders to finalize inclusion criteria, and then we eliminated urgent care centers that did not meet these criteria. We developed an assessment that incorporated infection control measures from CDC and emergency preparedness measures from the Community Health Care Association of New York State. We then emailed the assessment to representatives from our final list of urgent care centers, which was 199 facilities, and we analyzed data during 2016. So before moving on to the results, I want to explain that some respondents answered on behalf of network of urgent care centers with standardized practices. So our results are reported by the number of facilities that each respondent represented. So as you can see by this table, so there were 11 respondents representing just one facility, two respondents representing two facilities, and so on. So as you can see towards the bottom there was one respondent that represented the largest urgent care network in New York City at the time, which represented 60 facilities. So in total, we obtained information from 19 respondents representing 145 facilities, And these 145 facilities represented 73% of all urgent care centers identified during the study period. So now moving into results, let's look at some of the characteristics of UCCs in the New York City area. So 80% are not subject to operational oversight by New York State, and specifically Article 28 of the Public Health Law. And then more than half, or 56%, are accredited. In terms of patient visits, New York City urgent care centers have on average about 300 visits per week and 40 visits per day, which is right in line with national data. Most urgent care centers are owned by a group of physicians. And in terms of healthcare providers, there are about twice as many physicians as physician's assistants. In contrast, nurse practitioners represent only 4% of healthcare providers. So now looking into IPC practices, so again, all of these data are out of 145 facilities. About 80% had written IPC policies. 80% trained staff on the proper use of personal protective equipment, or PPE, and hand hygiene. About two-thirds have a designated isolation room to isolate potentially infectious patients. And about 60% are required to keep an updated list of reportable diseases that clinicians can access. So there were 140 urgent care centers with triage protocols to screen patients for infectious diseases. So this chart shows when during the patient visit that UCCs are screening those patients. And as you can see by those two bars on the left, so less than half of facilities are screening at or before registration. And some are even waiting until patients are having their vitals taken or when a provider interview is taking place. So looking into the emergency preparedness practices, 70% are associated with an organization or network that can provide support during disasters. About three-fourths have an established emergency preparedness plan. About three-fourths have some way to identify which essential services to continue during disasters. And a quarter of urgent care centers train their staff in emergency preparedness. So moving into some conclusions, so while urgent care centers have these IPC policies, the quality of these policies is really inconsistent. So we saw that one-fourth of urgent care centers don't train staff on PPE. And similarly, although patients are being screened for infectious diseases, they're being screened at different times during the visit. So a third of UCCs indicated that they screen patients when they're having their vitals taken, meaning that the patient could have already exposed staff and other patients by this time. And overall, emergency preparedness capabilities really vary among urgent care centers. So about a quarter of urgent care centers we identified had no emergency preparedness policies or practices, and about a quarter were not connected to any support networks. So as with any study, ours had limitations. So it's really difficult for us to generalize findings, and that's because it's difficult to capture the denominator or the total number of urgent care centers in New York City. Urgent care centers are opening and closing very frequently. And likewise, we suspect that UCCs that responded are higher performing than those that did not. And one respondent represented a network of 60 facilities with particularly good IPC and emergency preparedness practices. So including this respondent in our analysis could have positively biased our results. And third, respondents could have experienced recall bias. So UCCs, or urgent care centers, represent an important sector of the entire healthcare system. And to strengthen the resiliency of the entire New York City healthcare system to public health emergencies, we really need to engage these urgent care centers in citywide infection prevention and control and emergency preparedness initiatives. So to this day, the New York City Health Department has completed nine voluntary site visits, whereas no cost to the facility, staff from the health department are traveling on site to assess infection control practices and also providing follow-up recommendations. So preliminary findings from these site visits are showing that UCCs could really benefit from increased engagement with public health. So I would like to acknowledge the following individuals, Dr. Mary Foote, who is the PI on this project, is in the room, as well as Norman Beatty and Christine Jane. And I'd like to thank you for your time.